The issue of hunters baiting deer and wildlife lovers feeding them has become a food fight revolving around money and disease. Those concerned about the health of Wisconsin's deer herd want a ban. Those who sell feed don't. Patty Rentella owns a feed mill in Iron River and spoke during a public hearing on the matter.
I think the DNR right now has chronic listening disease. I think it's time they start listening to our economy.
The DNR wants an emergency rule against baiting and feeding extended. The agency also hopes a permanent ban will be approved later this month. However, a legislative committee wants feeding statewide, except in the CWD hot zone. Legislators also want baiting allowed in northern Wisconsin, except for a county where a captive elk died from CWD. The DNR's Tom Hauge says even though the disease has been concentrated in the southwest, that doesn't mean it won't spread.
With regards to drawing a line across the state, there is no portion of the state that has any shield over it, any kind of protection.
Legislators reviewing rules on baiting and feeding want the DNR board to accept their compromise. Instead of a ban, they want feed limits. Mark Toso of Wisconsin Deer Hunters agrees with DNR experts who say animals will still congregate over small piles of food.
A compromise on amounts is not possible with this issue. It's akin to smoking on an airplane. What, do you allow one cigarette per person as a compromise?
It's believed that CWD can be spread through close contact to deer feeding piles, but the science isn't conclusive. A panel of experts will testify on that and other issues at the DNR board meeting later this month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.